I want to tell the stories I want to see on screen. Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, I can. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
Good, hectic, but yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm just about to start shooting like from Sunday onwards. So there's a lot going on in office.
I was kind of coming to that question that, you know, what's going around, what's happening, what's going around in life.
Yeah, I mean, I'm shooting this film called Chagda Express with Anushka. So I'm a little busy with that. So we've finished one schedule. The second schedule is going to start now. And then there's a UK schedule, which is going to start probably by the end of this month. And yeah, then I will still have Kolkata schedule left. So it's a long. long
but commitment. Honestly, like, thank you so much, you know, for removing time and, you know, doing this interview with us. I know it must be really difficult with all these shoots coming up and these schedules that are happening. Just honestly, genuinely, thank you so much for doing this with us. You know, I think even asking about, you know, what's going on, I think one of the most questions that really struck in my head was like, how do you manage these schedules? Like every other day you're traveling and, you know, you have all these shoots and I think they're day and night. I don't think you even count hours sometimes. And it's not like it's for a day. It's every day for I don't know how many months. So how do you manage that, you know, staying away from your family? And, you know, obviously you do miss your family. So how do you manage these things?
I don't know, actually. I think it's all about motivation. I find my motivation from the stories, you know. All my passion is towards, you know, telling the story. To do this work, to do, you know, working day and night, you know, sometimes shooting.
Right.
At the same day, going on to the editing, exactly. And next day you are again shooting. So, you know, it's just that drive for telling those stories.
Exactly.
I think it all stems from that particular emotion.
Right. And it's not like, you know, once the shooting is done and like, okay, fine, shoot, okay, aap main jaake so jaunga. It's not like that. There's again post-production that, you know, eats your head. Then there's marketing. And it's like an endless process, honestly. Like, you know, people come and they see and then they just go back. But it's a very long process.
It is a very long process. In fact, Ms. Chagda, you know, we conceived this idea. I mean, obviously, it's based on a true story. It's a biopic on Jhulan Goswami. But, you know, we started working on this from 2018. And then when we were ready with the script at 2020, that's when the pandemic came in and we couldn't shoot. We were about to go on a recce and start shooting from the next month when pandemic, you know, came in. And and after that, we were waiting. So Anushka got busy with her family life. And then when she came back, you know, so now at 2022, we are making this film. It's definitely like hard to, you know, keeping at it. But I mean, like I said, that, you know, it's a story which kind of, you know, drove us.
Yeah.
I mean, all of us, me, my producer, you know, even Anushka, all of us to, you know, keep at it and, you know, continue the journey. Obviously marketing is something which I don't get into because I don't understand that much of it. I have been really lucky to have like amazing producers who always take care of that. But the edit and obviously after the shoot, I take a break for 7 days, you know, clear my head. I sleep, I read books and seven to 10 days. And then only I go to the edit and I start working on the edit. At times you lose objectivity also, you know, because you are constantly into the project. So that's the point when you have to, I mean, take a step back and, you know, and stay away from it for some time to again, you know, jump in.
Right. And, you know, since you spoke about the pandemic, I wanted to, so when Patal Lok came, anyway, since it was a series, it was going to be a OTT, it was going to be an on OTT platform. So do you think in a way that it kind of supported Patal Lok during COVID? Because since it was COVID, nobody could go out, they couldn't do anything. So I think the viewership eventually just increased as it was. So
100%.
Kind of, you know, just pushed Patal Lok to some other level because it really did.
100%. I mean, you know, we are in this entertainment industry, in this, you know, where unless somebody sees our work, there is no, you know, everything is dependent on that. So, right. I mean, yeah, in a way, we are kind of lucky that, you know, everybody was at home and they saw what we made. Right. Because a lot of times what happens is that everybody is busy with their, you know, life and it takes time. I mean, obviously, good contents always get good visibility. Yeah.
Right.
But it takes time. Here, what had happened was that, you know, it happened really fast. Because everybody get to see it. Everybody was waiting for some content and they were staying at home. I totally agree with that. Yeah.
And, you know, I think I was recently also watching Patal Lok because I think one of the most fascinating character, actually dangerously fascinating, I would say, was Hathoda Tyagi. Yeah. And I had this question that, how was it for you to, like, what is the environment on set while you're shooting such intense scenes? Because they were really intense, you know, like when you're watching as an audience, it moves you. So how is it on set while you're actually recording that?
Well, you know, it was a little difficult for Abhishek. I know for a fact that because he was going through a lot of mental, I mean, his process is such that he has to, he loves to, you know, so every actor has different process. And so his process is, you know, finding the backstory, finding all the motivation, you know, before going on set. So when we were doing the workshop one day, you know, when he came up with the backstory and we were sitting in the office and me, Sudeep Sharma and Abhishek, and we were discussing the character. And at one point of time, he started crying. Backstory and eventually it went to such an extent that we had to leave the room because he was howling so much, because he went so much, so deep inside the character. Right. And so on set also, so I had given him a few tracks to listen to so that he can stay on mood, and that's what I do every time I, you know, like for Jhulan also, I have a few music tracks. I have for Paris, Ruksana also, I had a few music tracks. For Hathoda also, I had a few music tracks. So I would give it to the actor and on set, because we are on set, there's a chaos always,
right.
You know, because everybody's working on their own individual stuff and we have to meet a certain deadline because we have to shoot. We have only that many hours in a day to finish, you know, that many scenes. And generally on web series, you know, we have to shoot a lot. The average page counts are quite a lot more than what you generally do in a feature. So you know, so obviously everybody's busy in their work, so everybody have to get done things at times, so there's always chaos on set.
Yeah.
So I mean, we would always try and keep Abhishek away from that and you know, give him the music track so that he can listen to that music and get into the mood, and then, you know, when he comes, there's always pin drop silence and he would perform.
And, you know, since you spoke about feature and then you spoke about the length of, you know, series. So what is your take? Like, how do you differentiate that what is going to be a feature and what is going to be a series? Like, how do you differentiate?
It's very hard to say. You know, it is about how much of the story I want to tell.
Right.
You know, it purely depends on that. You know, where I draw the conclusion. Generally, what happens is that, and that is something which I heard on a from. I mean, this is basically, I think, by Aaron Sorkin. So when he was describing, generally features are about play, about people, character, and series are about places. you know, a world, a society, you know, something like that. So that's what, I mean, what do you want to, you know, explore? Like, I mean, if you see Pari is about this one character, Ruksana, and, you know, her life, her journey. But, I mean, if you see Patal Lok, it's about, you know, Patal Lok, it's about that journey, it's about the journey, although it's a journey of a cop, but, you know, from Delhi to Chitrakoot, and, you know, so he was exploring all these places and the people of those places, and, you know, their stories. So that's how you generally differentiate between a feature and a series. Now it's about, you know, how you get connected to the story.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, that's how I kind of, you know, pick and choose. And because like this one, I wanted to tell Jhulan's story, you know, Jhulan Goswami's story. And that is the reason, you know, I have chosen the format of a feature. Of course, there are exceptions. There are limited series. There are, like, you know, three-part features. Of course, there are exceptions. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, this is how this is one way of, you know, differentiating.
Yeah. And, you know, like, you've done Pari, you've done Patal Lok, and all these other, the current projects that you're working in. Now, I don't know what the genre of that project is that you're currently working in, but do you think as a director, you can only focus on one genre of film, or do you think you can explore?
I want to explore. I don't want to stick to one genre, because if you see, Pari was a horror film.
Right.
Patal Lok was a crime thriller.
Right.
And now this one is a sports film.
Right.
So I am trying to, you know, explore. I am trying to go, you know, try out different genres. But, you know, tell the stories in my way.
Right.
From my understanding of the world, my understanding of the character, from my perspective.
Right. And, you know, I think when I was watching Patal Lok, I was really blown away with the fact that this is not something that really happens every other day, or that doesn't come into our Indian cinema every other day. It's something that is, that happens once in a while, but even though it happens once in a while, it's a hit. And the other thing was, you know, I think the one of the most important things and one of the most hardest thing in this industry is the growing need of our audience, which I just don't understand, because they've become very judgmental. You know, if you know, they've become very judgmental. So how do you deal as a director or as a writer? How do you deal with, you know, this growing need of audience wanting more and more every other day?
I don't. I just shut myself from that.
You don't.
I want to tell the stories I want to see on screen. You know, I really don't. I don't care what the audience wants.
Right. But I mean, you know, I think.
I know what you're saying. You know, there is. Yeah. But that's. That's a producer's thing, right? I mean, you know, he or she, the producer has to cater to, you know, a certain audience. You know, they should bring out stuff which they feel that, you know, the audiences are going to like. But as a director, I really don't care what the audience will like or what the audience, I want to be, I feel that I am also an audience, you know, and I feel that I want to make a film which I haven't seen, which I would love to see.
Right.
And that's how I approach all my projects.
And, you know, I think this is a like, you know, how you said that you don't care. You tell the stories that you want to tell. And I think that is one of the reasons why Patal Lok really worked. Because if you look at it, people probably might not want to see something like that. But you put it out there, and when they saw it, they were like, yeah, this is something different, you know? And that's why I was thinking that, what are these other facts about you or other morals that you keep in your head that you would like to tell these aspiring directors who they need to understand that, you know what, you tell the stories you want, this is one. But what are these other morals that you would want these directors to have?
Morals?
Or even principles for that matter, you know? Like,
I don't know, actually. I think the most important thing is to be honest to your story.
Right.
You know, show honesty as much as possible to your story. Do whatever it takes to bring that honesty.
Honesty.
If you can connect with the story, and if you're honest, you know, with the storytelling, then audiences are bound to connect.
Absolutely. Right.
I think that's one principle which I really, really follow.
Right.
I try and see, I try and see something of, my life in that story. Always. Right. And that's how I connect.
Right. And another thing was, like, you know, since you're saying that you like to tell the story that you want, so when you write down a script, you've actually imagined everything and you've put it down, right? But when you're shooting, do you, like, on what level do you allow improvisations to happen? Like, on what level do you allow a few changes, or in terms of dialogues, or in terms of scene, how much do you allow that? Or if you don't allow, then why?
Yes, yes, I do allow improv. I mean, a lot of it. I mean, so it's kind of, in both. So if I can give you an example of Pari, yeah. Pari, I was a little towards, allowing the improvisations, because that I was too attached to the story. And then at one point I realized that because I was part of the writing team of Pari. So at one point I realized that, if I'm not letting this, if I'm not letting the characters brew, the story brew further, then I'm missing out on a lot of things, a lot of interesting things. So, some might work for the story. What is the harm in looking at things from this perspective, which I might have missed while writing?
So
after a point, that is what I learned during Pari. In Patal Lok, yes, Jaideep is a fantastic actor, and both Jaideep and Abhishek, especially Jaideep, so there are a lot of things he would bring in, and most of the times that would become like really, really interesting, for the character. You see another side of the character. So those things are, some things are, if you feel that it's working for the story, if you feel that it's bringing another dimension which you haven't saw in that character, then obviously I'm always open to it.
So since you said that, you were a part of the writing team of, Pari, like, what was the main motivation behind Pari?
Behind Pari, so
what was the inspiration behind Pari?
I was desperately trying to make my first feature, and that was my biggest motivation. And I just don't wanted to do anything which is, not wanted to start with any film which was happening then around 2018-19. Right. Just wanted to do something where I can do something really cool and get noticed. So that's why I had chosen this horror film, because horror films are generally very neglected in India.
Exactly.
We do have the audience, because if you see, films like Conjuring, films like things, they really work. We kind of restrict ourselves to a certain kind of horror, which is where we don't explore the possibilities. And that's what I really wanted to explore, with Pari. I wanted to explore the possibilities all over the world. They are making subgenres of horror, but we never tried doing that. So that's why we wanted to do this atmospheric horror, not tried before, except for a few instances. So we wanted to do that, and at the core of it, it was a love story, and it's set in Kolkata, which is my domain, where I grew up, which is my city. So Janmabhumi, obviously Mumbai is Karmabhumi now. So a lot of nostalgia, a lot of Bengali horror stories which we grew up on, all these things came up to become a horror film. Initially, not many people were interested because they were not being able to understand that this is something, this is, I mean, without even, without putting jump scare, you can yeah. also make a horror film, you right. know, you have to depend on the suspense. So a lot of people were not being able to understand whether the suspense is going to work, because you right. can't really define suspense very well on paper.
That's right.
Anyway, so that's the whole idea, and wanted to explore, you know, like I said, all the possibilities of sound, mm-hmm. Cinematography, colors, and in horror films you can really really do that.
Yeah,
you know, you can really experiment a lot with all these. You can all these.
And so, you know, since you said that Pari is your first feature, right?
Mm.
What would you say? And I don't want a good experience. I want the worst experience of your life that actually changed your life.
Worst experience?
Yes. Like on set, something that, you know, just changed your life.
There are many, actually. Yeah, I mean, worst experience is that, you know, when in Patal Lok, we were supposed to, there's one scene where I was supposed to shoot with a dog where, you know, Dolly is taking Savitri to a vet clinic where she comes to know that, you know, Sanjeev Mehra, sorry for the spoiler, Sanjeev Mehra is with another woman. And, you know, for that particular scene, we needed we needed Savitri. Who's
right.
that dog who was playing the character, and right. On the day of the shoot, at 2:30 at night, when we reached the location, so we were shooting in one location near RML Colony. We finished that, and we came to Andheri to shoot in that actual vet clinic, and we couldn't find the dog and the owner. They were gone. So we were looking for both of them. We couldn't find them. They were not answering their phone. And we had only that day to shoot that particular okay. scene. Otherwise, you know, we had to cancel that scene out. And it's such an important scene. So, and I was not, because the conversation was supposed to be, you know, the dog is lying in between, the doctor is here, and they were examining. And right in the middle of that, she gets the phone call. And... Yeah. So, and I was like, how am I supposed to do this without the dog? I really don't know. It's a vet clinic. You need to see the dog. I mean, why is she here? What's the motivation for her to come to the vet clinic? And then we realized that we can't have the dog because, you know, gone. The owner is not answering. And, you know, we have just 1.5 hours to shoot the scene. So we ended up shooting the scene without the dog. And we did that with the, we just kind of assumed with the sound effect that the dog is somewhere inside right. and Dolly has to come out to answer the phone call. So, it was one of those experiences where
you pretty much need to be ready for everything that, you know.
This is also improvisation, by the way.
Yeah.
You have to constantly improvise, face all these challenges.
Right. And, you know, I know that we've come so far, but I would like to go a little back and understand what was your drive and what was your motivation towards becoming a director? Like, how did you just wake up one day and did you decide that, you know what? Yeah, I want to be a director and this is what I'm going to do. Like, how did that happen?
I think it's one film which kind of changed my, outlook towards storytelling. And so I kind of always wanted to become a storyteller. I mean, maybe not a director, but, maybe a storyteller. I don't know how I love telling stories. And so I didn't know that I wanted to become a director only. Maybe I could have become a journalist also, maybe, a writer. But, you know, there is this one film which kind of changed my complete outlook about filmmaking, which is City of God. And, you know, so when I saw it, I was watching it with a friend, and that friend, you know, managed to get a DVD out in those days from his college library. He was studying in Xavier's, Kolkata, and so they had a huge DVD library. So he managed to sneak that DVD out, and we were watching at his place. And when I saw that, I realized that, oh my God, you can tell stories like this also. And this is not a narrative. This is not a linear narrative. This is a non-linear narrative. I didn't know the word non-linear also then. But yeah, I mean, this is it. This is how I want to tell stories. You know, this is... And that kind of... That's the day which kind of... Yeah, City of God.
City of God is your answer.
Yeah.
Perfect. I mean, I think everybody has that, you know, awakening moment in their life, which basically changes everything for them. And City of God was for you.
Yeah.
And by the way, I would like to invite people from our community and ask you one or two questions from their side. So yes, we've got Vikyat here, and we've got
Hi
here.
Hello, sir. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Thank you for coming, and
it's a great honor to see you here.
No, I was really enjoying this conversation.
Oh, you did! Thank you so much. Honestly,
yes. I'm really enjoying this conversation.
You have no idea how much I've enjoyed, and I'm pretty sure that everyone listening and who is going to listen are just going to go absolutely mad listening to this interview, this podcast that we have. And it's just, I think it was just fabulous. I really, really enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Prosit, for all of this. And yes, please, let's have questions from them.
Yes, sir, I have a question. So I was listening to your interview throughout, and so I just wanted to, so I really like the point that, you know, like being honest to your film, to your craft is something that, you know, we really look forward to. So I was like, recently I was having this debate with a couple of friends of mine. Ki jahan pe ek hota na ki aapki duration, film ki duration, yaar kabhi choti pad gayi, kabhi badi pad gayi, kabhi yaar wo thoda sa bore ho gaya. To mujhe wo janna tha ki how do you decide on the duration of a film, ki haan yaar ye itni hi lambi honi chahiye, and like do studios interfere in that, ya kya hota hai, if you like to elaborate on that.
Yaar pehli baat to ye hai ki like I've got very strong producers, so uska to kabhi problem nahi hua, and most of my film and my shows and everything, they were pretty much under the duration. See, I think the key is that you know, सब यही देखते हैं कि ये बोर हो रहा है कि नहीं, यू नो, ये ड्यूरेशन ज्यादा है तो मतलब बोरिंग हो रहा है कि नहीं, एंड ये बोरिंग कैसे होता है, यू नो, आई विल टेल यू समथिंग. आई फील दैट इफ यू आर नॉट गिविंग एन इंफॉर्मेशन, इफ द स्टोरी इज नॉट मूविंग फॉरवर्ड, देन इट्स बोरिंग,
राइट?
एंड दैट शुड डिक्टेट द ड्यूरेशन ऑफ द कॉन्टेंट,
राइट?
So if you are constantly giving new information, or you are, you know, showing a side of the character which was not seen before in the film or a show, you know, then it's always interesting. But if you are repeating something again and again, then it becomes, you know, at some point it becomes boring. So, you know, wo matlab kabhi cheeze nikal dena chahiye, I feel.
Okay, but, sir, but, I have but, another
but the,
question.
But the only I think it should be the director only, you know, who can judge this, who should judge this,
right?
Not anybody else.
Point. Sir, I have another question.
Oh yes.
Sorry to interrupt. You were talking about City of God. So I just wanted to ask, like, who are the people? Like, there are films that, you know, aspire you. I mean, you as a director look forward to those films, those directors. So who are the people, like, you know, who inspire you and give you that aspiration for filmmaking?
So there are a lot of them. There are many, many directors, you know, who inspire me a lot. From the classics, from Satyajit Ray to Billy Wilder to, you know, everyone, a lot of you know, current directors, a lot of, I mean, recently I saw Achal Mishra's film, you know, I think he's such a fantastic director. Chaitanya Tamhane, you know, they are such amazing directors. Matlab, bahut sare directors hai. But, I mean, if you ask me, I really look forward to Sam Mendes' films. I love him. He's one of my most favorite filmmaker. I really, really look forward to his films.
Thank you, sir. It was like the insights that you gave throughout the podcast. Like, we really love that. So I'm gonna like, I myself, I'm a writer director. I feel like I'm gonna take a lot of stuff from this. Over to you, Jani.
Rahul can go forward now if he has any questions.
Yes, I have a question. So, like, if you have seen, you're making a biopic on a female cricketer, and right now, recently a movie came upon a female cricketer, and it was not that box office high end you got about Tapsi Pannu, Shabash Mittu. So,
right.
So, your entire planning was that what you have prepared. But right now, after seeing that, what was the audience reaction? What was the box office reaction? You have changed the plan, and what is your means idea for right now?
Nahi yaar, maine kuch change nahi kiya. Honestly, maine film dekha nahi because our films are pretty similar in terms of I hope, because you know both Mansi and Julan, they played together for 20 years. So I haven't watched the film. I'm gonna watch it once I finish making my film. But yeah, right now I want to stay away from that. And yeah, I mean, that's their way of telling story. They told their story. Now I want to tell my story. So, right. You know, I'm not changing anything. And neither my producers are also not Netflix or Clean Slate. They are also not asking me to change anything. So I'm very happy. I'm just making my film.
Thank you, sir.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Prosit. We had so much fun, you know, doing this. And I think everyone's just going to take so much out of this, because this is what people really need to hear. This is what everybody needs in order to learn. I think it's just going to be fabulous once it's out. And I just can't wait for it. Thank you so much, Prosit. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
Bye-bye. See you.
Bye. Bye.